Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Do you know that there's a difference between hearing something and really receiving something and acting on something? Just because you hear things doesn't mean they get in your spirit. Doesn't mean you actually receive them. I know, I did it. I sat in those services most of the time on the front row and heard it. Then I got a great big lump in my left breast. And I tried my best to believe God for it to go away. I quoted all the healing scriptures. I prayed. And the pain got worse and worse and worse. I knew all the healing scriptures. I could say them. I could quote them. I had heard them for year after year after year. But do you know faith doesn't come by osmosis? Or by being related to someone that has faith? Or being around people of faith? Or saying the right words? Faith comes by hearing the word yourself for yourself and believing it when you hear it. So I finally had to go to Keith with my tail tucked between my legs, have him pray for me. Somebody that really did believe that it worked. And it went away instantly.
Glory to God.
And I learned then and there, that I had to begin to get in the Word for myself. It wasn't good enough to be in all the services. It wasn't good enough to hear him teach it. It wasn't good enough to hear Brother Hagin teach it. I had to get in that Bible for myself and spend time with the Lord for myself and feed on this Word and have a personal relationship with the Lord for myself.
Yes,
just being around stuff, just hearing people talk about stuff, does not feed your faith. You spending time with the Lord one-on-one and talking to Him and exercising your faith and hearing from Him feeds your faith.
Amen.
Listen to this next part. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater, or the Amplified says, mightier is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Like I said, I had seen things happen and had a faith failure. We had you raise your hands. How many had a faith failure? Everybody in here just about it. Raise their hand. I'm about to tell you why. Look at John 12, verse 38. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Well, that's a little bit confusing, so let me read it to you from the Amplified, and listen intently. Just don't, they'll put it up there on the screen, but listen to what it says. And my story will probably help you with it. Even though he had done so many miracles before them, right before their eyes, yet they still did not trust him and failed to believe him in him. So that when Isaiah the prophet said, it's fulfilled, Lord, Who hath believed our report and our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord, the power of the Lord, been shown? Unveiled or revealed? Therefore, they could not believe. They were unable to believe, for Isaiah has said to them, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts and benumbed their, or calloused their, and degenerated their hearts. He has made their minds dull to keep them from seeing with their eyes and understanding with their hearts and minds and repenting and turning to me to heal them. Just because you're sitting here week after week, just because you hear people say things, doesn't mean you are believing them. You have to choose to believe it for yourself. Just because Brother Keith believes it, doesn't mean you believe it and act on it. Just because I rebuke the devourer over my refrigerator, and it seems like a good thing to do for you, it's not going to work for you unless you believe it. Just because I said I did it and it worked for me, it will not work for you unless you believe it. That's why Brother Hagin said he'd get scripture verses to help build his faith. You have to believe what you're acting on. You have to believe when you have somebody pray for you that this is really going to work. You have to believe when you rebuke the devourer for stealing from you, this is going to stop. You have to believe that there's a force behind you that's greater than you and bigger than you. And you may be the smallest thing in the planet, but you don't have to be very big. There is this great, big, huge, enormous power behind you that takes care of it for you. You can't do it by yourself. You've never been expected to do it by yourself. But you have to believe the one that's in you and the one that gave it to you, that He said it. Amen. He said, by His stripes you were
healed.
But you have to believe it.
That's right.
You have to believe that when you tithe, that the devourer is rebuked.
Right.
Brother Hagin was teaching on some of this stuff. Teaching on probably devils, demons, evil spirits. Again, I'm sitting there. Keith's getting fed the word, going to Bible school, getting all this in him, learning how to deal with these spirits, teaching in healing school, starting out small. All these things are happening. I'm hearing it. I'm trying it. Not believing it. I was raised, you know how I was raised. I didn't have all the background of it. I shouldn't have been trying anything until I had a foundation to where I spent time in that word to where it was greater to me than my own name. And it can become that way to you. So one day, I was at work. And this lady came in. She had to be 80 years old. She was walking with a cane. I felt sorry for her. Being as unspiritual as I was, I didn't recognize that there was a problem there. Well, my boss was very spiritual. He'd been around this stuff for a lot longer than I had, been filled with the Spirit for decades. And I asked him, I said, can we help her? Can we work on her? He said, I don't think it's a good idea. I said, but she really acts like she's hurting. Can't we do it? He said, if you want to do it, do it. You know, I'd been working for her for years and years and years. He said, if you want to do it, do it. So I went in there and I x-rayed her. He worked on her. The next day she comes in and she wants her colored x-rays. Is there such a thing as a colored x-ray? Anybody in this world ever seen a colored x-ray? Well, she got furious. It was our busiest time of the day. I bet we probably had 100 patients in there at that time. There were people everywhere. She was screaming. She was yelling. She was beating that counter with her cane. So me, trying to not cause a scene with this lady. I was the office manager. I was trying to calm her down. I took her right outside the door. Bad move. She proceeded to beat the pudding out of me with that cane. Now, I knew nothing about casting out devils. I had heard Brother Hagin say he had done it. But I knew that's what it was. But I had no faith to do it. So I was yelling at that devil, "Come out of her! Come out of her!" And she proceeded to beat the pudding out of me. And all I could think about was Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? Just because you know the right words to something, and just because you've heard it over and over and over again, doesn't mean you have a foundation. If you're going to believe for healing, get in that book. Find out about healing. Study healing scriptures. Get them rolling over in you. I mean, study them. Know them like you know your name. If you're going to believe for finances, get you some financial scriptures. Get them rolling over in you. Know them like you know your name. Go back and forward over them before you release your faith. Because elsewise, the devil is going to beat you with a cane. Literally, he's going to. I would rather have that physical beating than what the devil does to you, because he takes all your confidence away. And you don't want to believe him ever again. At least a physical beating you can get over. But a beating with your confidence, I mean, it steals from you. And you can go years and years and years and never want to believe for healing again, or never want to believe for finances again, because you think it don't work. But it does work. But see, that's what happens. He blinds their eyes after that. And he confuses them after that. And he tells them, this doesn't work. You tried it, it doesn't work. But it does work. They just weren't ready to do it. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe your report that you tried it like me? At least I wasn't dumb enough to believe that dealing with devils didn't work. I was open enough to go home and tell Keith about it. And he says, Phil, you've got no foundation for that, no background for that. You don't know anything about it. Can you quote me one scripture about it? No. You ought to be thankful. Be thanking God right now you're not hurt worse than you are. Well, that's what happens to us. He blinds our eyes after that to where we don't even want to stand anymore to believe for things. Let's back up. Before you get in the ring with the devil to fight, you gotta know you can win.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.